Marco, those are yours?
Not for me.
It's delicious.
What is that?
Is that a hot? Is that hamburger?
Jamal Charles challenges
yours. Yeah, he. Jamal's a very good running back. He's extremely quick, extremely fast. You know, he's one of those players that can break out at any time. So you need to make sure you keep him contained. And you need to make sure your defense does a good job of everyone doing their job and knowing their assignment.
Are you distracted?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It looks delicious. But I can't tell. The one on the left looks like it might be vegetarian.
That's Ben's burger at Fuddruckers.
It's a what?
It's a Fuddruckers. It's Ben Jones's.
Is there a burger on it? The left one doesn't look like it has a patty. Is Ben eating them?
Ben's already eating them, but he's going to. That's his burger at Bud Records, so.
I'm going to have to test that out.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, enjoy, guys.
JJ, in terms of the Chiefs, they reconfigured their line. They did some line switches. Do you have to go back and watch the old tape, or do you just kind of prepare for these guys just in general, their personnel? And
you do a little bit of both. So we'll go back and look at some of the film of each guy in the position that they will be playing. In some cases, there may not be that, but. At the same time, you have to also go out there with the mentality, you know, go out there, play your game, do what you do, and don't really let all that affect you.
JJ, can you talk about JD coming back? And you've seen the work he's put in on this football field coming up on Sunday. We just talked to him, he's giddy about it.
Yeah.
What have you seen out of him?
Yeah, no, I think he's very excited to get back on the football field. Obviously put in a long rehab process and hasn't played in a game in a while. So he's very excited to get back out there with the guys and be on the game field and just get back into the rhythm of playing real football again.
Speaking with Kansas City reporters today, Andy Reid compared you to Reggie White. To have opposing head coach view you as that and be mentioned in the same sentence, what are your thoughts on that and on Reggie White?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible compliment. I'm extremely honored and humbled to be in the same sentence as a guy like Reggie. Especially coming from an NFL head coach. I mean, that's a guy that watches the film every day. He knows what he's talking about. He's been around for a long time. So that means a lot. I just know that all I can do is go out there every single day and work as hard as I possibly can, be the best for my teammates, and really just try and lead this group of guys. But, yeah, I mean, after only 4 years in my career to be even in the same sentence, much less the same breath as a guy like Reggie, it's a massive honor.
I know you're focused on the other team's offense and not their defense, but do you appreciate other good pass rushers around the league, and what do you think of like their pass rushers?
Yeah, no, they have two great ones over there in Justin Houston and Tamba Ali. Those guys both work very well off each other. They've both done some great things throughout their career. I mean, Justin last year, 22 sacks. It's no easy task, and that doesn't just happen. They've been able to do some incredible things, and you watch other pass rushers, and you enjoy watching somebody at their craft excel. I just hope they don't excel that well on Sunday, that's all.
Since you didn't get to play in preseason, are you, like, really anxious to hit someone finally?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be the understatement of the century. I explained it the other day. It's like an animal in a cage. You know, you rattle the cage and hope they unlock it. Maybe the lock falls off. You hope somehow you're going to get out of the cage. And I think on Sunday they're finally going to open up the cage for me, and I can't wait. I'm pretty hungry.
JJ, one thing Romeo has done is provided you with some freedom to kind of give you that green light to,
right,
if you see something, to go and take it. How much has that helped you kind of be more creative and imaginative on the field?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It takes a while to build that trust, and I'm very fortunate that Romeo has put that trust in me. And so I go out there every single day, and I try and find ways to help our team win football games. And so it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of great teammates who also fit well into everything that we're doing and understand everything that we're doing. And it's a blast. I had a similar situation with Wade when he was here, and now Romeo, two guys who are extremely experienced, great defensive coordinators. And that's why I love this game. You can go out there and you can make plays from all over against all different guys, and you really never know where I'm coming from.
You talked in the Sports Illustrated story about the how it can take just a look or a hand signal with you and Jared, or, you know, whoever you need to communicate with on the defense, so that your movement fits in with what everyone's doing. With Jared specifically, when did that chemistry get really good to the point where it's a glance?
We've had it for a while now, but I would say over the last probably – year or two, we've really started. Crick is really good at what he does, and he there's times where he just there's times where it doesn't even have to be a look or a hand signal. Through the middle of a play, he can see me do something and know that he needs to come around. Or and it's pretty awesome to have a guy like that who can really kind of make you right. And he's really good at his job. He plays his role very well. And I mean, our lockers are right next to each other. We've been in the same D line room forever, and I think we just developed that chemistry over time.
Clowney said he's gone back to 2012 to study Donald Stevenson, who's now in the left tackle, mm-hmm. and former number one pick Eric Fisher moves back to the right, so he said he's gone back to his rookie year to study mm-hmm. that. Have y'all both been in that room and discussing what y'all see as far as different mannerisms on each side of the line?
We're not in the same room. He's in the linebacker room. I'm in the D-line room. So we're not in the same room, but on the field we talk about things. In the locker room we talk about things. But, yeah, I mean, you watch as much film as you can. You gather as much information as you can, and then on Sunday you just go out there and you play football. You let it fly. You did all your preparation during the week. During the game, you kind of just put it on autopilot.
Are you looking forward to the possibilities for this defense? You haven't been on the field with Will Fork. You haven't been on the field with Clowney in a long time. Right. What are you looking for from that?
I can't wait. I can't wait to play real football with this defense in a game in front of our home crowd. The crowd here is incredible. Our fans are unbelievable. I can't wait to get out in front of them and play again. I've been trying to tell some of the new guys, you know, you got Raheem and Vince, and what the atmosphere is going to be like on Sunday, and you can't even really put it into words. I think they're all excited just to see what we do here and how our fans are. We can't wait to get out there to help electrify those fans and help our team win games. I mean, our defense has a lot of playmakers on it, so we can't wait to get out there together and make plays.
JJ, like you, Vince has not got to play preseason football, and now they're going to turn him loose.
Right.
And he gets to play against a guy very talented, who will be a second-round pick, but he's a rookie.
Right.
When you have a player that's just playing his first NFL game, are there some things that you can do against him? And I guess obviously when you're a rookie, people would, you know, vets would try things against you as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Vince Wilfork in his first game, so that's a tall task for a rookie. But I mean, that kid throughout the preseason has shown that he's got some chops to him. And but I mean, like I said at the beginning, it all comes down to what we do. We have to go out there and we have to play our game, and we have to go out there and try and do what we do to the best of our abilities, and that's all we can control.
JJ, we could and we probably have asked you, what's it going to be like to play with Vince and JD and a healthy Cushing? And as you've said, there's so many guys here. Do you really have a pretty high confidence and high excitement about what your defense really can be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have to go out there and play the game. You know, everybody has these things that they think on paper, and everybody has all these magical ideas and everything, but it all comes down to how we go out there and we execute. There's not going to be any, oh, look at how many great guys they have. They're just going to walk out there and be great. We have to go out there and we have to execute. We have to work hard during the week. We have to prepare properly, and we have to execute on game day. We have to make sure that we do everything right. Nothing just happens. It's not just going to happen because we have a lot of great players. We have to go out there and we have to make it happen. And I think we have those guys to do that. So that's why I'm excited for Sunday.
I know you're still hungry even after winning your second defensive player of the year. Well, not just physically hungry. Yeah. But I wondered, like, what are your expectations for yourself now that you've already done so much and you keep exceeding what you've done? Like, what's next for you?
It's always about continual improvement. So it's not necessarily some sort of quantifiable, you know, award or numbers or things like that. It's, am I better today than I was yesterday? So then it becomes, am I better this year than I was last year? And it's just every single day finding something to improve upon. So every time I step on that practice field, I treat it like a game because I need to play at the best of my ability in practice in order to increase my game day presentation and play. So every single day that I step on that practice field, I need to get better than I was yesterday. And if I don't do that, then I fail myself, and then that's where we start to have problems. But it's not like I want to get this many this, or I want to do this or that and get these awards. It's just go out there and be the best possible football player that you can be every single day and continually improve. And I don't know where that takes me. I don't know how high it can go, but my goal is to see how far we can push it. Thank you, guys.